Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Frankie. Hey, Frankie, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. I love receiving your messages on Instagram, and I always love responding to them. So find me on Kid Short Stories Instagram today and send me a hello. And I would love to say hello to you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Wow, Frankie, you're doing a great job, shouted his dad. Frankie and his dad were in the backyard, raking up leaves and doing a bunch of really fun yard work together. They love to work on their yard together and make the grass look nice and no weeds and no leaves. The two of them were a great team. Dad, do you think I could try the leaf blower this time? Said Frankie. Oh, of course. It is a little heavy, but you are definitely getting strong enough. It was like a backpack with a hose that came out of it and blew the air very fast. Frankie's dad helped him put on the big backpack. All right, and then you hold on here and then pull the trigger. Whoa, Frankie was really good at it. It was really hard to hold on, but Frankie was actually pretty good at it. He held on with both hands for dear life. Ah! He started screaming and laughing, and his dad was bent over laughing hysterically. As Frankie finished the job of blowing all the leaves into one big pile, they couldn't wait to jump in it. Isn't that like the best part of raking leaves? Yeah, it's making a huge pile and jumping in it. Well, that is what they were most excited for. They turned off the leaf blower and knew it was time to jump. One, two, three. Ah! The two of them jumped into the leaf pile and then boom, the ground shook. What was that? Frankie said. His dad looked around. Whoa, I don't think we jumped that big. Not big enough to shake the ground. But I definitely felt that. Something strange had happened. When they jumped into the leaf pile, the ground actually shook. Hold on, Frankie. Let me go call my friend and see if he knows anything, because something's not right. Frankie's dad got out of the leaf pile and brushed off all the leaves and walked inside. Frankie followed close behind. He was eager to hear if something really was going on. They had barely walked inside when they heard the news on the TV talk about a volcano erupting. Holy smokes, said his dad. That was a volcano that we just felt. Wait, Dad, that's not the volcano by Cal-Cal's house, is it? Said Frankie. Indeed, I think it is, said his dad. Callan, that was Frankie's cousin, who lived over by that big mountain that was a really old volcano that hadn't exploded in a very long time. Frankie's dad grabbed the phone to call them to see if they were safe. Nobody answered the phone. Frankie, get in the truck. We gotta go. The two of them got in the pickup truck and started driving as fast as they could towards Cal-Cal's house. The closer they drove, the more of that volcano smell that they could smell and see. They could see the smoke pouring out over the mountains. But no lava. It smelled really stinky. Ugh, Dad, that smells terrible. But do you think they're okay? I'm not sure. That's why we gotta get there as fast as possible, just to make sure. As their truck rounded a corner in the street, up ahead, they could actually see real lava starting to pour down the side of the hill. There was a whole bunch of rocks and debris that had spilled out onto the road. Frankie, hold on. It's about to get a little bumpy, said his dad. Whoa! As the truck drove over all the rocks and debris that had fallen onto the road, Frankie and his dad held on tight. Whoa! They finally made it to the other side, and just up ahead was Cal-Cal's house. Their family was out on the front porch, and the lava was in their way. They're stuck. Frankie, I'm going to pull the truck up as close as we can, but I'm going to need you to climb over to the back in the bed of the pickup truck. There's a net shooter back there. I'm going to need you to rescue all of them as fast as possible. I'll try and keep the truck out of the lava, said his dad. Frankie climbed through to the back of the truck, the bed of the truck, and in a compartment was a net shooter. And that was going to be the only way that they were going to be able to save this whole family and Cal-Cal. Cal-Cal, I'm coming for you, bud, shouted Frankie. He lined up the net shooter and blasted it off towards Cal-Cal. It caught onto him and he was able to pull him into the truck over the lava safely. Oh, thank you, Frankie, said Cal-Cal. Now, save my family, he said. Frankie shot the net shooter back out over the family one by one, pulling them into the truck bed. All right, is that all of them? Shouted his dad. Yep, I got them all, said Frankie. The whole family was now in the back of the truck. Everybody hold on, we gotta get out of here, Frankie's dad shouted. They were able to drive the truck back safely to Frankie's house. Thankfully, the lava went all the way around Cal-Cal's house but didn't destroy it. But a lot of trees got damaged along the way. Wow! Great job, Frankie and your dad. You guys saved the day. You really saved Cal-Cal and his family. Woohoo! Wow, I cannot believe that a real volcano really launched out all that lava. But I'm so glad that everyone was nice and safe, even their houses. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Gray from Denver, Matthias and Lucas from Virginia, Jack and Bodie from Toronto, Moxie from Florida, MJ from America, Leiden from Colorado, Rylan from Georgia, and Abigail from New Jersey. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Will you have a super duper day? And I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!